Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to people who want to speak more as a way to build their income and grow their business. Well, welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast, everyone. My name is Jane Atkinson. I am the founder of the Wealthy Speaker University, and this podcast today is brought to you by Acceleration 365. This is our event, which is taking place in Cape Coral, Florida on February 24th. Now, if you're a speaker who wants to work on speech, strategy, systems, which all results in scaling, we'd love to see you there. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that on today's call. We'll put a link in the show notes. For some of you, this might be great timing. We're at the beginning of 2018 as we record this. And you can go to speakerlauncher.com and click on the events button for more details. Now, if you missed it, you're listening later on, don't worry. You'll see what's coming up. There is likely to be something else. Now, if you're listening in Stitcher or iTunes or Google Play, please continue to leave us those great reviews and ratings. In iTunes, you'll see you can click on the ratings and review tab and take a look there and leave us hopefully as many stars as you can. Today is so fun. I have a very special guest with me. Welcome, Sarah McBannell.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about how hustle can take you to six figures and beyond. So let me just give everybody a quick little rundown of your bio, and then we're going to talk about that.
Awesome.
Sarah McBannell helps leaders leverage the exponential power of recognition to retain top talent and sustain healthy bottom lines. Sarah holds a Master's of Science in Family Relations. She's a certified coach, HR, and OD professional. Sarah left her senior leadership role to open her boutique firm called Greatness Magnified. She's the author of articles and two books on recognition already, but you have a third one just out and another one on the way. Tell us about that third one that's just out.
Well, I find a lot of folks are curious about this hustle piece. No, it's not called hustle, but it's hashtag greatness biz hacks. And it's really sharing the great things that I've been learning over the last 3 years from my speaking community. I'm part of CAPS. I'm the incoming president, actually the Toronto chapter next year. So what I've been learning in the coaching profession, when people are stalled and they're struggling to make bank, these are the things that people who are really rocking in their business. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to have a place where we can pull all of that wisdom together and just share it in a really accessible way.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, I had you come through one of my programs, about 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I first started on my own, that you were the very first investment I made. I'm so glad.
And I have just watched you. I've been silently watching you. Oh, there she is again. Oh, look at that. Oh, now she's the president of her chapter at the Speakers Association. It's like there. And so I had just been kind of keeping an eye on you. And I thought to myself, after I saw you actually at CAPS, this is our Canadian Association of Professional Speakers, I thought, I need to get that girl on my team somehow. And I didn't know exactly how. I just planted the seed in my mind. But then I was developing our 12-month inner circle mastermind. And I really wanted somebody to be a part of that who was going to rise up and really help me build community. You know, I'm very clear on where my strengths are, and I'm okay at that, but I know it could be a lot better. And so I tapped Sarah for this, and she's agreed to do it. Yay!
I'm
and
so pumped.
I'm so excited about that, and we'll talk at the bottom of the call about what that might look like. But today we're talking about hustle and getting to six figures. Talk about kind of when you were first introduced to some of the things that I was doing. Mm-hmm. Where you were sitting, kind of looking at this.
Well, you told me that I had to pick one thing to talk about for the rest of my life. And I'm like, well, why did I choose to work with Jane? Like, seriously, that is just the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. And then, of course, you can't move forward unless you really nail that. What's your promise? And it has truly been one of the most revolutionary pieces of my business. And I know lots of people who are listening to this call will have done that already, or they perhaps are even picking a new lane. But that concept of picking a lane has allowed me to raise my fees, has allowed me to brush off the stress of having to be an expert in everything. So I'm actually so much more efficient with my time. And, you know, as you pointed out, I'm able to focus my writing, my vlogs, my serving of the world in very specific targeted ways, so that now folks know how to refer me and they know how to keep working with me.
Wow. And so when you first started being exposed to like the Joe Calloways of the world through our podcast, where were you sitting at your business? Could you see where you are today? And where are you today? I know where you are, but tell everybody else where you are.
Well, I left that senior leadership role almost exactly 3 years ago. So just 2 weeks, I think, ago was my anniversary. And yes. And it took me about almost 2 years to get to the six-figure point. And again,
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a bit
like almost 2 years. Like it was an incredibly long period of time. But there are a lot of people who work very hard and don't get to six figures.
Yeah, that it's true. And again, that was kind of the reason why I wanted to serve through that last little mini book that I have. It's like, what's all the little tiny pieces, the little actions, the intentions that help me combine to get to that point. But really, I think so much of when I listen to people like Joe Callery, where it's around being a category of one, you know, when Ryan Estes, when I was listening to his podcast, it's about really you constantly are improving your craft, you know, so every single day I force myself to record something. And my husband jokes like, really? Not only are people paying you to talk, but now you're talking yourself even when you're not getting paid. So, you know, our husbands and spouses, they don't have to understand what we do, but really,
nobody really does. Nobody in our family. They're all just wishing we'd get a real job, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not our spouses directly, but outside of the family, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure my husband some days would want me to get a job too. He's not gone so far as to actually start sending me job postings to love.
Oh, that's good. That's
but really,
good.
It's being able to, I think, you know, pull, and that's what helps you to build to six figures is you pull the wisdom from those people who are already there.
Right.
So, I mean, I consistently listen to your podcast. There's other folks that, you know, when I listen to their podcast and it really resonates, I go and I get their book and I just devour it. Every one of Joe's books I've read now and I've recommended to other people. And that's really part of having hustle is you're constantly trying to get better and knowing what you're not good at.
You know, you're pulling it, but you're also applying it. That, I think, is in itself a part of hustle. But we have decided, I think it came up because of a call with you, that focused hustle is going to be the name of the game for 2018, because you can hustle all you want, but if you're going in the wrong directions, it's not going to be helpful. And so I think we'd really like to help people shave some time off that. And for some, it's not even like a learning curve. It's just, let's just decide how we're going to get to that next point of scalability. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm recognizing with some of the people who will be a part of our mastermind. They're speakers who have gone out and they've gotten very busy. And now they're very, very busy doing lower paid jobs, so they can't take the time to really focus on the strategy to get themselves up to the next level. And the reason why they're not getting to the next level is because that foundational piece is not in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where systems, strategy, speech, they all are a part of that really, really strong foundation. And that is what helps you scale, not just to six figures, but to seven. And that's what we've seen lots of our clients doing. So strategies and tactics for really scaling. And I think you've put a lot of really good foundational pieces in place, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you have those pieces in place, that's when you can bring people onto your team, even in very small, very specific ways. And in fact, I was having a conversation with my mom yesterday, and she said, this is one of the things I noticed that you do well in your business versus what we did. Because I had two entrepreneurial parents, neither of which wanted me to be an entrepreneur because they knew how, quote, hard it was.
Right.
You know, and so I figured, I just decided that I'm not going to make it hard. I mean, I work hard, but I don't feel I have to have my business be hard and painful. And
right. Oh yeah. That's a choice, isn't it?
It is totally a choice. And so I have amazing people who do things that do it better than I can, faster than I can, and frankly, serve my clients better than I can, because I don't really want to get to a gig late. Therefore, my virtual assistant does all of my travel because I probably wouldn't schedule it properly. I'm not detail oriented. You have to know what you're not good at and also what you don't like.
And so part of that system is having the person to do that, then to pull it into hopefully eSpeakers, then you have it on your phone or Intrepid or wherever. eSpeakers is all based for speakers. So hopefully everybody's using that. And that is a system.
Yeah.
You know, anything that you do more than once becomes a system, becomes a process. Any email that you've sent out ever before becomes a system because we set it up as a template. And I think that you're really specific about your time and therefore you're doing a lot of those things already. So looking back, okay, so you've gone from 0 to 6 in 2 years, which I think is very quickly. And what would you say has been, so we know that picking a lane was a really integral part of that. What else would be a part of that hustle that you think might have helped you get there so quickly?
Well, I heard a speaker chat, Majit Minha, who's one of the dragons, and she says, never have a plan B. And a light bulb went off in my
head. Burn the boats.
I realized that was part of what the hustle's all about. Because for me, Roy, I left my senior leadership role. I thought I was actually quite happy. I realized looking back on it, it wasn't the right fit for me. I've always been too entrepreneurial to work for anybody else, let alone in the not-for-profit sector. I mean, honestly, talk about stifling. But you think there's a certain way of being successful in the world, which is get a good job, keep progressing up the ladder, get more stuff and more properties and all of these things. And I completely built my life around that. And then my son had a mental health crisis. Mm. And I realized that I was leading completely the wrong life in the sense of I couldn't all of a sudden course correct and be available for him the way he really needed me to.
Wow.
So I realized, A, I have to figure out how to have that in my life, and B, that we had gotten ourselves into a position lifestyle-wise that we had no flexibility, that we had so much debt, that we had so much invested in all of our obligations. Mm-hmm. And frankly, we didn't want to disappoint anybody. We were doing all the things that other people expected us to do.
Like literally keeping you on the hamster wheel.
Totally. Absolutely. And so that's where starting Greatness Magnified, it had to be, because I needed to be more available for my son, because frankly, I wasn't sure if he was going to make it otherwise. And there was nothing that would stand between me and everything I possibly could do to make him successful.
Wow. But how old was he then?
He was 10. So he's 14 now. Hmm. And
are you over the hurdle?
Yes and no. And again, that's why it's so amazing that I'm working for myself, because now I'm able to be responsive into the schools if something happens, even to support my daughter and her success. You know, I'm going in later this week to do speech development, and I've got to warn my daughter because apparently I'm quote cringy. So I have to warn her that I'm going to go in there and all the other kids will enjoy it so that she can just cower in the corner. But, you know, but I can do that now because I run my own business. So really, I think the hustle for me, Jane, and I think that part of the success ingredient that I hope other people have is how is it your plan A? Because if you think you can fall back onto something, somebody else's paycheck, I mean, my husband works full time and he's got great pension and and we could live off of one income. Mm-hmm. But if I told myself that, then I'd play small.
Yeah.
So how can I build my business successfully, sustainably, that can run itself if I'm not here? So automating revenue, but also automating systems so that if I have to pull all of a sudden, including calling out my VA and say, my son's having a rough day, my daughter's having a rough day, I need you to cover, and Greatness Magnified still in business today, that can happen. And sure enough, when you stand boldly in that place of, I have huge value to contribute, I deserve to get paid what I'm worth, it's a lot easier to turn down work when you think, I'm either sacrificing time with my kids and being available for them and they need me, or I'm exhausting myself and then I'm emotionally not available for them. Yeah. It's so easy to charge your fee and know that you're worth it.
Well, I really hope that people will hear that, because I do think that we come from a scarcity, sometimes mm-hmm. can come from a scarcity mentality, and that can really keep us stuck. Mm-hmm. And believe me, my fee rise before this one, it took a long time and I was really nervous. But then I did that one and I'm like, no, wait a second. The kind of clients I'm attracting are just right for that. And then I did the next one and it was like, okay, no, this is exactly where I need to be. And sometimes it takes somebody else to say it to you. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was Lisa Larder, who said it to me about, you know, you realize like you're way below what the industry would normally charge for what it is you're giving people. And I thought, you know what, you're right. So sometimes having somebody else look in through the window at what's going on in your business, you know, that saying, can't see the label because you're inside the jar, can be incredibly helpful for me to look at a video of somebody and say, I see a $10,000 speaker there. I don't know what you see, but this is what I see. That can be incredibly helpful, don't you think?
It's absolutely helpful. And that's where, and I've had that benefit from other speakers. I had the benefit in your program, but I also have sometimes my clients telling me. So, and this is part of what you need to be listening to, as opposed to that scarcity mentality where you're sort of blocked. I had somebody tell me, you know, I'm going to have a hard time pitching you to my association because we don't pay less than $15,000 for speakers. So you're right. Just seem amateur.
So I know you're great. Perceived value, right? Look, you have to, it can take perception into the equation. You know, when you're setting your fee, take perception, take talent, take stage presence. Who have you been sharing the stage with, you know, for a period of time? And for some of my clients, they'll say, okay, look, I have been, sharing the stage with people who are twice my fee now for a year. It's time I go ahead and bump. And another great reason to bump is that you're so busy.
Yeah.
Right? So just in terms of moving. All of this is a part of hustling, and I really hope that people don't take hustling in any kind of derogatory term. Focused hustle, I'm going for it. And I actually got this because of Ryan Estes, who has been one of my poster children for getting to seven figures quickly. He'll be heading into his second million, I believe, this year. Let me just think if I can remember his mantra. Stay humble, be hungry, always hustle. Mm-hmm. Be humble, stay hungry, always hustle. I said it wrong. Be hungry. Nope. Be humble, stay hungry, always hustle. That's his mantra. And that's where hustle came out of, because I thought, you know what? That is the difference for the people who do it and the people who do not, is that they're actually Kendra Hall, 600 emails, 100 emails a week for 6 weeks. That is what launched her career. And that is why she's kind of like you, gone from zero to well over six figures. She's on her way to a million probably within 3 years.
Well, and I think one additional piece that people can think about that's not scary is that they can diversify their revenue streams. And this is something that, you know, I work with a coach, Jane Blumenthal, here in Canada. And that's been a game changer too, because I always had a diversified revenue stream model. I just never called it that. And I didn't have any intentionality around it.
So oh, nice.
Business planning, where each month I know exactly where I'm supposed to be making my money. And I force myself to painfully read the areas that are not, that I didn't make bank in those areas. And then I highlight the ones where I did. And then I can course correct throughout the year. And I also can be responsive to clients, because it's not just about me. Like, you know, we can have focused hustle that it's all about us, and then eventually it catches up to us.
Right.
It's also about focused hustle to serve. And that's maybe what also helps people to, you know, to think about the concept of hustle in a way that they can manage it, is how are you constantly hustling to get better and to contribute more?
That's really good. That's really good. All right. So what are some of the things? I love this idea of diversifying. Just lay it out for us. What all things are you doing so that you're not just trading your time for money?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a professional certified coach, so I do group coaching as well as one-on-one coaching. Nice. Sometimes those coaching sessions, people come together and do intensive planning with me. Mm-hmm. So it's, again, it's sort of listening to what seems to be what people are asking me for, and that's what I start to build, and if I don't currently have it. Mm-hmm. But by being able to scale, by working with many people at once, then it allows you both to reach more people, but also right. It allows you not to gobble up all of your time. And right. and frankly, some people can enter your price point a little easier that way too.
Yeah.
Obviously the speaking, and my mantra with the speaking is serve people as much as you can when you're there. And I know not everybody believes in this, but I try to convince my clients, I want to do a keynote, but I want to offer you a breakout session, maybe two while I'm there, because I know my market is going to come to choose to be in my room. So it benefits me because we can explore doing more work together. And if I'm going to be away from my family,
yeah,
I
make it worthwhile
and yeah. make my clients totally love the fact that they picked what I do. So again, that's hustle. You're already there, and it's maybe not saving any time. But
so maybe let's call that on-site hustle.
On-site hustle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I wouldn't mind us chunking it down, you know, before, during, and after. Mm-hmm. I think your spin-off ratios go up drastically the more time you spend with the client and the more you offer to serve. And I think for those of you who are really, really like very, very focused with their time, I'm going to have to stay the whole day anyway. I cannot fly out. So let's just use me up. Like let's, and then that actually serves you as well as your client. Mm-hmm. Love that. What else are you doing?
Product hustle. So if we're calling it different things,
yeah, I like it. Okay.
So if a client can't quite get to my fee, I have all range of other products, not just the books, but workbooks and toolkits and, you know, materials. And so, you know, maybe we can even put their branding on it. We can figure out a way to make it work. And then they can go to their sponsor and say, hey, we're giving something of extra value to all the people who are attending this event. And you will be permanently on their mind every time they go to use that. So again, they are connecting to their target market and staying top of mind for them while I'm generating not just my fee, but usually above my fee by that
point.
Love it.
What else?
I have my diversified revenue streams right here, right in front of me, so I can also.
Okay.
Books often become part of the package as well. And
so you're selling them on upfront.
A lot of the time, that's what we'll build in as an option. And in fact, Laura Guest from NSA, Power of Women NSA, and has been a speaker at different NSA conferences, she talks about having sweet spot pricing model, right? So your basic package, your deluxe package, which is what you expect people will purchase, and you tell exactly what's in it, but then have another level up package because that's where you can package in your products. Maybe your meeting planner or the event is looking to have something to give to people and nobody suggested.
And they likely have a bigger budget, and there's likely lots of things you've already developed that you can heavy up that package with.
Exactly. Yeah. Including some low work things, such as maybe you offer a post-event webinar that's customized. Again, the people who show up are going to be your market.
That's really good.
Perhaps you offer it to, if it's a corporation that's hired you, say, hey, I'll do something free for your association. And then you're all of a sudden exposed to more folks.
Yeah. Getting into an association through a corporation is brilliant because now you're exposed to all the other corporations that are next to them. I love it. Really smart.
All of my events that I do, because I do actually do a lot of association work, human resources and healthcare are two main groups. And they, as you can imagine, are not usually the people who hold the purse strings.
Right.
So what I make sure every person has when they leave the room is they have some of my branded products that they use during my session. So the call to action, they use it. So as a recognition speaker, as you can imagine, there's kudos cards, there's recognition cards, there's self-acknowledgement cards, there's things like that. So specifically giving tools and strategies, and I'm sharing stories about why it works. And when they leave and they use it, they think about me. They sometimes post it to my social media. Oftentimes I'm the one who gets a thank you card from somebody at some point, which is pretty sweet. And then I can share that on social media. But the point is, even if they don't keep it, even if they are so into it, they give it all away, which would just be amazing because that means that they really get it.
Yeah.
The person who's receiving it, who wasn't at the conference, perhaps they get it.
The ripple.
And there's the brand that's on the back. So I'll get messages out of the blue, people who opt in for free stuff on my website, which I have a lot, and it's all professionally designed, infographics and templates and all kinds of goodies. Or I'll get people who reach out to me through my contact Sarah page, and they'll say, well, we've never met, but I hear that you're an expert in recognition, and I'm having an event over here. What do you think? And it's usually last minute things. So you can check your availability very quickly. And I'll ask them, where did you hear about me? And it may be a referral. Somebody heard you speak. I don't even remember who that person was. And you just never know, right, Jane?
So in this kind of lane, there really isn't a ton of people out there doing recognition. I don't know if you know that, but the very first speaker I represented, she did recognition, Betsy K. Burr. This was 100 years ago. She did I shouldn't say that about her. It's more about me being old, not her. Creating Champions was her first book, leadership recognition book. Okay, so we're talking about pre-gig hustle, where you're saying, okay, let me expand what we're going to do. Let me offer you three ideas. Stage hustle, where you're making sure that you're leaving a great paper trail and lots of tools that they might use themselves or give to other people or put up on their bulletin board to remember you by. We've got post-gig hustle. We've got so many different kinds of hustle. And now you are reinforcing to me why you need to be a part of this Inner Circle Mastermind with me, because you've got it going on, girl. And
thank you, Jane.
I think what's really interesting, you know, I've been in the business for 30 years, and it's really interesting when somebody who's been in the business for 3 years can light a fire under you. And it's because you have that, you know, you have that drive, you have that hunger, you have that energy. You know, I there are some days when I'd be like, oh, you just said all that, and that just makes me want to take a nap. Today is not the day, of course. You know, there are some times when you do go through phases where you're really energized in your business, or then you're just kind of, you're cruising, or you're dipping, or whatever. And I've been in all of those different places, and it's really great to have kind of fresh enthusiasm and new ideas.
I think you have paid me one of the best compliments I've ever received. So thank you. Really. And I so value and honor your expertise in this space. And you know, one thing, if I can offer a strategy to people, if they're listening to this going, oh, I'm feeling that kind of like loginess in my business. Mm-hmm. One of the juiciest things I'm experimenting with right now, and I know we're going to do lots of this in the online communities that mm-hmm. you've been setting up for the various wonderful offerings that you're offering this year, is put a question out there that you're curious about, you may not know the answer to, or that you think will fill a need, but you don't have necessarily all of it planned in your head. The energy that created through that conversation, not only is it helping you to organize what that new book is or virtual program or a blog that you're going to put out there,
but
it also puts the energy back. I knew that I needed to create this. I knew I needed this book.
Yeah, you've been thinking about it.
Right,
exactly. That's really good. I like that a lot. And it also is much better than just asking a question for the sake of asking a question.
Yeah.
It's very purposeful. It's very intentional. And I'm a huge fan of intentional questions. Mm-hmm. There's so much happening on Facebook that we're just all getting to the point where we're scrolling really quickly. And those questions about, you know, what's your favorite mm-hmm. food or whatever, I think they just waste everybody's time.
Well, so. and the, And the other thing too is that we can use the changes to Facebook without getting mired in the details, but mm-hmm. Facebook is moving away from prioritizing business and coming back to what its original purpose is. So
community.
We just need to yeah. find ways to be able to generate additional leads and be able to build our community without pay. I mean, we could do it through pay, but we're yeah. going to have to be much more strategic given how much more money it's going to cost. So
sure.
this actually helps reinforce your brand and show people that you're hustling in your space still.
Yeah. And I think when people look at you and it's something meaningful, that really is very, very helpful for your brand.
Mm-hmm.
So, a gentleman I just interviewed, Alan Stein Jr., he talked about this, strategy. He's a coach to basketball players, really, high level basketball players, NBA guys. And he talked about this plus equals minus principle. And I thought we might use it in our inner circle. Find somebody, one person who is ahead of where you are, and have them be kind of not necessarily any kind of formal mentor, but just have your eye on them and be watching them and be communicating with them. Have somebody in your business who's at the same place as you are, and have someone who you can reach down to and help pull up. So plus equals minus. Isn't that cool?
I love it. And that's exactly what I do. Thank you for giving a term to it.
Plus equals minus. And I had never heard it like this before. And it came actually from an MMA fighter. So go figure, on how to do the business.
I love that. And that's where I think people can really tap into their own network as well. So, you know, on the one side, I'm sure, you know, people are getting ready to be investing in their business, because that's, you know, oftentimes when we're thinking about that. Mm-hmm. So making that commitment and remembering that if you've made a commitment, such as, you know, investing, let's say the inner circle, but you also want to do some things over here, you can still do that. It's
yeah.
just reach, you know, ask somebody. And in my experience, I've had one person say no of the 100 asks that I've had out there. Like my virtual program that I created over this last year, mm-hmm. I've interviewed somebody who inspires me on that particular topic every single week for that entire program. It's 52 week long program.
Wow.
That's a lot of asks. That's yeah. a lot of people's busy
that's
time.
A lot of asks.
And they've all said yes. And that's a bit of hustle too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, to be able to get the confidence to ask a millionaire, a Olympian, a Everest mm-hmm. climber, you know, people that you really hold in high regard, would you spend your time? One person has said no.
Wow. So that's amazing.
You don't ask. So reach out. I love that post.
That is so, so cool. So we have lots of different levels of hustle that we can be talking about. And now I feel like we're starting to get some framework going. What else do we need to talk about with regards to, tell me about your frog, because I think that's an important piece of your brand, and I can see it on your wall in the back. I don't know if everybody can see that's a frog's head turned sideways.
Yeah.
The beautiful gift by your coworkers. That was so sweet.
Yeah.
Tell us about the frog.
Well, my brand, my trademark brand is Forever Recognize Others' Greatness, so Frog. And it's just, it allows, people call me the Frog Lady, which I guess is better than Bag Lady, but you know, it's a way to hook a concept that people know about.
They remember you, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is people will post things to Facebook. I mean, I've got ex-boyfriends who message me with, hey, look, it's a frog exhibit, and they're not allowing me to go with them. But
that's funny.
So people can remember who you are and what you do. And some organizations that I work with, because I do a bit of consulting and, you know, training, and that's also revenue streams that I work in,
mm-hmm.
is that they can, if they want to, they can adopt that brand. So you offer people not only the framework, the strategy, but also a hook if you want it.
Yeah.
Right?
And they can bring you right into their, so they're in a board meeting a year later and wait a second, now we need to use the frog principle on this.
Yes,
you know, boom,
exactly.
We recognize. And so that is the biggest compliment I think a speaker can get, is that when in a board meeting they're using your language, your brand, your promotional products, your colors, you know, whatever it might be. That is really, really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you know that it's serving them and that it's not just serving you, that it's,
yeah.
that there's something about it that they've related to. And, you know, some of the most, you know, when I have those days when I think, oh man, it really would have been easy just to stick with the I don't even want to say 9 to 5 because I don't know if I've ever been able to work just 9 to 5. You probably also, Jane, weren't like that, but no. Even just the traditional sort of model, mm-hmm. then the universe will send me a message of, we've used this in our sectioned educational institution where we've got at-risk youth, and we started with the grown-ups and, you know, the teachers and the counselors, and then we brought it to the students, and somebody said to me as they open up their locker, and I've got this frog pond, that, you know, this having this frog pond is the reason why I come to school every day. And that kid yeah. used to be truant last year and really was suicidal. And that wow. frog pond brings them to school. It's like, okay, this wow. is why I do what I do, yeah. you know, and that brand I've developed with somebody, my absolute, one of my closest friends in the world, Brenda Zaltermindon, lives in Florida, you know, okay. and half of the year. She's sort of at the end of her career, which is why we're not doing a lot of this stuff together. But, you know, she also gets stories all the time too. And so that's one of the pieces around hustle that people could perhaps explore in 2018 is, if you, what is your memorable phrase? You know, mm. Sam Horn is infobesity, right? Like mm. it could be a term, it could be an acronym like FROG, it could be Joe Calloway's being a category of one, and people just know what that is. You don't even have to describe it. You just know what it is. And yeah. then you go to, you know, tell you.
And how the visual that. Is all the green apples and the one red one in the middle or whatever it might be. Exactly. Yeah. We call yeah. it either a phrase that pays, which is a Doug Stevenson term. Victoria Labom calls it your through line. And I really love mm-hmm. the idea of it weaving through your presentation and then bam at the end. And so you've had FROG be everything that kind of ties it up into a nice, neat little bow. And we really want people to label everything, mm-hmm. all the systems that you use in your business. You know, the first step with me for anybody is a Focus 40 session. Focus 40 has kind of created on mm-hmm. a life of its own, and people understand what that means now. So everything that you do, label it. I think that's really good advice.
Well, and you can pull, like for me, I've pulled pieces of FROG. So when I do business coaching, which is something that sort of emerged, I never intentionally did it, but the universe told me by people asking, can you help me get to 6 figures? I would love to, because I love to help, but it's greatness biz. So that's what I do. The only thing I know how to do, if you want me to help you with coaching, is greatness biz coaching. I'm not about helping you to figure out how to make 6 or 7 figures and be miserable. If you're not operating from your strengths, your talents, passions, to be able to live the life that you want and totally love your job, then I'm not the right coach for you. So you're right. Like having that consistency and continuity, and I'm forever about recognizing where that genius is in the person. And that's probably why that's where that's been an emerging.
So getting in and mining the genius is something that you do really well. Now tapping into that coach, the certified coach in you, mm-hmm. what about if speakers are doubting themselves, which no doubt we've all been there. And they might be finding it hard to hustle. What advice would you give them?
Well, I mean, obviously to give yourself space, because we all feel that. In fact, sometimes we feel that on a regular basis. And I can't imagine there aren't a whole bunch of very, very successful speakers that we put in that plus category mm-hmm. that aren't feeling that same way too.
Yeah.
But one thing that I learned as part of asking again, the Facebook community, tell me your best pieces of advice for other entrepreneurs. Came from my web designer. I didn't even know that she did this. She's got an inner circle, her own version of an inner circle. I don't think she calls it that, but I mm-hmm. love that terminology, where she opens up her books and she talks about all her successes and all of her failures, at least on a quarterly basis, wow. with people she trusts. And she says, I'm bearing all, the emperor has no clothes, but you better tell me I have no clothes, because otherwise my business won't be successful. Right. And that's what allows her to get momentum. So by doing that, it allows people to reinforce that you thought that was a failure. Really? It sounds like you've learned a lot from that. So it's really very much of a failure. And you think that's successful? I know you can be even like, you know, elevate even further. So having your trusted advisors around you, your inner circle that you can be vulnerable and that you can learn
lift
from.
Lift you up.
Exactly. And you can do the same for them.
I think that's
Jane, that's the other piece of advice is as soon as you're feeling like unresourceful in your own business, go and help somebody else with theirs. Mm. If you're a rocking copywriter, or you were talking about somebody that you've brought on that you just did a podcast with earlier that you know, then go and help them with some copywriting and realize how awesome you are. You know, what's your greatness? If you're an amazing speaker and you with platform skills, you're super funny, help people funny up their speech. If you're somebody who just is very grounding because your focus is stress management and you know somebody's stressed out, even if they're wildly successful, help them if they want help, of course. Mm-hmm. You have to ask for it first. That's the first thing we learn about in coaching school is, you know, never coach somebody if they've not asked to be coached.
Yeah. Make sure that they want help.
And just be of service to people. Yeah. And that will remind you what your greatness is and be that much more resourceful and energized to go back into your business from that place of resourcefulness. And of course, you get that endorphin rush of having positive, healthy, productive conversations. You get that, you know, that oxytocin rush, and it's just, you get the positive chemicals flowing. And we know that when that happens, cortisol does not have any chance. All your stress hormones that are probably in overdrive when you're doubting yourself.
That's right.
You can't win when you're, you know, you've got that positive, healthy chemicals. So,
you know, a big part of, I think, why I haven't dipped at all in the last 6 months is because I've done my journal every day, the Wealthy Speaker Daily Success Journal, setting a positive intention. And really on the bookmark in the journal, we talk about our three core competencies, making sure I don't get too far away from those because I can really start to be disenchanted with my business when I'm working outside of my core competencies. Mm-hmm. So I love that in terms of building momentum and not getting into kind of a funk, which certainly can happen. Mm-hmm. I think what you were talking about, I love the idea of having on our name badges, my greatness is, so that, you know, we're all there to share and learn. And there are people who do parts of the business really, really well, but they struggle other parts. And so there might be some nice matching up of people that we can do in our inner circle mastermind by sharing what our greatness is. So that could be,
I love it.
Yeah, that could be a neat thing. So I'd like to tell everybody about this event that we're doing. There's actually two different events, and it can get a little bit confusing, so I'll apologize. That's totally on me. We have an event called Acceleration 365, which is really a one-day event that anybody can come to. I wanted to gather some energy and some momentum at the beginning of this year, have a fun, not too high a cost. This comes in around $495 at the early bird price event that people can just come and hang out with us and get some really great ideas. So we've got Ed Tate, who's the world champion of speaking. We've got Lisa Larder, who went from being a high school dropout to running multi-million dollar businesses and is just a master at scaling. She's really, really smart, and I'm excited for her to be exposed to everybody as well. And then myself kind of doing that foundational stuff, the things that really matter when it comes to scaling your business. That's what ACC 365 is all about. So some people will put in the show notes the links to both. If you just want to come and get a little shot in the arm for the day and get your 2018 kind of going on the right direction, that's where you can come. But for those of you who are, let's say, have been in the business for a little while, and you know that you're probably taking more speaking engagements at lower fees than you should be, and you just feel a little bit caught in on the hamster wheel.
Or maybe somebody's told you you're taking too many at a lower fee.
Maybe from the outside looking in, somebody's going, wait a second, you could be earning a lot more here. And you'd really like to get the systems and the strategies and the tactics in place so that you can build it much, much bigger. You used a term playing small. Mm. I relate to that so much because about 6 years ago, I said, enough of this. I've been playing small. And I finally started going out and reaching out to coaches and groups so that I could be going on a regular basis to just get that shot of infusion of energy that is needed. And it's helped tremendously. I've tripled my business. I couldn't be more thrilled that I've done it. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that we would like to see. I would like to see one fee pay for an entire year with us, maybe two tops, and that this 1 year pays off for the next 10. Yeah. That's what I would like to see happen. So let me just tell people what they'll get as a part of that. And Sarah's going to be there as an associate coach. You can tell everybody that she's got some amazing ideas for you. I am very much open to saying, okay, we've got calls every month with the group, and I would love to see you sharing some really great ideas with people on those calls. We've got a Facebook community, which I think will be very much engaged because of you. They're going to get quarterly calls with me privately, one-on-one. That will be something that can take advantage. Just make sure we're talking about those big picture things and moving the business forward. We'll also bring in guest experts for our quarterly booster calls on topics that people say, you know what, I really want to get with a speakers bureau. Tell us more about that. Or let's bring in a social media expert or whatever it might be that is the flavor of the day. Sarah will be bringing those ideas based on what people are saying in the community to light, and we'll make sure that we're bringing some of those people forward. So what haven't I said that should be said about the program?
Well, I mean, to link it back to some of the things we've been talking about, one of the ways in which people play small is they don't invest in themselves and in their business. Mm-hmm. And there's no better way to keep small than to just keep what little money you're bringing in into your own business. Mm-hmm. People are shocked when I tell them that I've invested $40,000 over the last 3 years in coaches. Mm-hmm. And every penny was worth it. So, yeah. I mean, I'm really excited to be part of this program with you, Jane, because if I hadn't have invested in that first program with you, which was although it seems quite small, the investment now, especially knowing what I got out of it,
yeah,
raising my fee for the first time just paid for your program. But, yeah, but really, you know, that if we're not doing that, Jane, I would say that if you haven't invested in yourself in a while, then this is probably a good test case. Because I'm sure you found what other folks have shared what my experience was, which is as soon as you pay that higher fee to somebody or you invest in yourself, then now all of a sudden you set your sights on that's now my target. Yeah. So you join this community of people who are elevating their business, and now you're in that energy of elevating your business.
Mm. So I'm like really minds, like minds breed that kind of energy. And I really do hope that we can keep that kind of positive momentum going. And if somebody's having a bad day, whoop, the group swoops in and lifts them up. So there's only 10 people. We've already got probably 3 spots filled. So we only have about 7 spots left for this. The investment is going to be broken down into 3 payments if you need it that way, 3 payments of $2,500. So just know that that's a possibility for those of you who are feeling like you might not be able to do it all at once. So here's what we'll do. We'll put the link on the page. If you would like to go look at, say you're in your car and you want to just remember, go to speakerlauncher.com. That's my website. Click on events and you will see the Inner Circle Mastermind. And if you've missed it, because this recording is going later on, check that events page and see what is happening next, because we will be circling back. We will probably only do one of these a year because of bandwidth, you know, boop, we get stretched. Yeah. But I'm really, really excited to bring this to people. And I hope that we'll see people kind of, oh, what I was going to say was, let's get a call going. We'll have a 15-minute call with myself and the person who is applying. That's why we have an application process, is because we want to make sure that everybody in the group is a good fit. Okay, so that's really the best next step. And if you just want to write to me, jane@speakerlauncher.com, you know, Jane, you know me. Am I a good fit for this? I can let you know, yay or nay. So let's talk about our final words that we might have for hustling. How should people get to be a part of your world, Sarah?
Reach out to me in social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Let's give your website too.
Website's greatnessmagnified.com.
Okay.
And you're welcome to cruise around there and see if you've got any ideas about what you could be doing in your business or on your website. And similarly, I would love your feedback. You know, if you think that there is something, there's lots of things that I could be doing to improve too.
Sure.
So welcome the feedback. But, you know, one of the things that I've received feedback from other speakers is you give a lot of stuff away. It doesn't let take away from people buying from you. And I'll tell you, I just, perfect example, the day before Christmas, somebody was about, a business owner about to go away for the holidays, and they had an objective by the end of the year. They needed to bring somebody in to do a whole bunch of leadership development and staff development. So they looked at my website and they said, I'll have one of these and one of these. And one of this is a bit like a takeout menu.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, I've signed almost a 7-figure contract with that person.
Like
that. So it just, you just show up to serve and they're like, I'll have some of that, please.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. And I love the, I love seeing this success, because that's what it is. It's kind of like people who give the most tend to get a lot back. And I'm grateful for you. I'm excited. We're going to be working together this next year. And I think with that, we will say thanks for being with us, everybody. We appreciate your time today. And by all means, email me, jane@speakerlauncher.com, if you have any questions. And for that, we'll say see you soon, wealthy speakers. Bye for now, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speakers Show. Please visit speakerlauncher.com for your free Wealthy Speaker audit. And visit speakerlauncher.com/podcast for show notes and many more resources to help you catapult your speaking business. See you soon, wealthy speakers.